Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profits. I'm Susie Carter, your profit coach. And today's guest is Gina Gabellini, a master business coach at Masterpiece Coaching. After 27 years liberating business owners from the curse of not enough clients and money, Gina says she makes massive amounts of money. She loves launches, even if you've been struggling for years. If you're willing to chuck the old rules in the toilet and stay true to what lights you up, what gives you passion, what gives you purpose, we can find the money all around you. So I love it because she's a sister in the journey, right? We talk the same speak, but you give it a different spin. So please welcome my guest, Gina. I am so excited that you're here. Thank you for joining us. So, Jeannie, tell everybody what your magic is, what your juiciness is, who do you serve, and what do you love doing?
Oh, my gosh. How do I count the ways? I love helping entrepreneurs like you make money. I'm making it fun. I think that we should spend more time serving clients than we do attracting clients. And I think too many people are spending too much time doing things that aren't actually working to get clients. And I think because everybody's got their panties in a bunch,
right?
Having fun, and they're making it hard, and they're in their head. And we just need to put a stop to that.
We do. I always say math is money, money is fun.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be hard. It has to be strategic. So why do you think it's such a struggle for entrepreneurs?
I think that what's happening, I just had this conversation with my mastermind group today where, you know, that I feel like without even knowing it, they're going collecting rules about this is how you're supposed to make money, or this is how people in my niche do it. And then they make themselves feel like if they don't click all the boxes, then they're not going to make money. Or I have to do all these things every single day in order to make money. And then it's just all too much. You can't really tap into your heart or get inspiration or get those downloads for those great ideas when you're so busy trying to do all the things. And then there's no heart in it because even things that were inspired in the first place, now they've become work, you know, because it sounded like a great idea and it was all good and fun. And then you put yourself in that grinder, like, okay, like I love to do online launches. I always have. I do not know why, but I love them. I mean, I do know why. I just know I'm unique in that way.
Right. And you're good at it.
Well, and to me, it's a creative outlet. But then I know even if I'm in a time crunch or I got sidetracked by something else, that thing that was so fun now becomes, oh my God, I better make this work and I better double the numbers I did last year. And when you do that, all of a sudden it just sucks all the fun out.
Yes.
The pressure is on. If I'm going to be really good, then I would always increase my numbers every single year. And then as soon as you start thinking that way from that place of scarcity and fear, then of course you don't do the numbers and it becomes more stressful. So I think that there's a lot of rules that we think are necessary in order to get from A to B to make that amount of money. You have to do this. And I don't think that's not true at all.
Right. So talk about your ideal client. You call them five-star clients. Share with me, what's that about? What's your philosophy around that?
I think a lot of people, I think we all know this, that in order to attract clients, we should really focus on our ideal client. But I think it's so much more than, where's your target market? How old are they? All the demographics. Those things are important. But I think that we forget that the clients that we really want are looking for us. And I call them five-star clients because it's what I want. I know that I prefer to think about, if they're my five-star clients, the best of the best for me, those kind of clients are pre-wired to want what I'm already offering. I don't have to talk them into anything. I don't have to feel like I have to put on a front, or I have to try really hard, or I have to get the offer just right when I'm talking about it in order for them to say yes, if they're already pre-wired to want what I'm serving up. So then it kind of just takes all the pressure away. And I remember I'm filtering everybody. Are they five star or not? If they're not, then I don't need to worry about them. I don't need to overpromise to try to get them to be my client. Either they're my perfect five star or they're not. And I'm either their five star coach or I'm not. And I feel like A, we start attracting better clients when we think that way. Two, it takes the pressure off and we can be more natural and just have a conversation. And three, I want people to get more picky about what clients they're attracting.
Right.
You know, write that list like it's a, like, you know how people get so specific? Well, I want my husband or my wife, my perfect ideal lover, my soulmate is all these things. You're not thinking about your clients.
Exactly. So talk about how you attract those five-star clients, because you're all about cash infusion and making it easy and fun. So, you know, you love online launches. Most of us don't. It's sure. So talk about that. If I need cash infusion, what's the easiest way to do that?
I think the easiest way, this is going to sound part woo-woo, but then we're going to go to the strategic side. I think that anytime we want a cash infusion, first you have to decide that you get to have one versus, oh my God, I need a cash infusion. Right. Like, have your little meltdown if you need a meltdown to get motivated. Go, I need a cash infusion. It was like, okay, game on. How can I make this fun?
Right.
I'm going to get a cash infusion and not, you got to set your number up more than you need, because if you just set it at what you need for this moment, you're going to get that cash infusion. Then you're right back at zero. So that doesn't make sense.
Right.
Like, if I want a cash infusion and I need 10 grand, then I better go for 25 grand. Well, hell, if we're going to do it, we might as well go for six figures, even if I've never done it before, because now it clicks your mind into a more creative space. For me, I'll just go back to my first launch that I did that was six figures. At that time, I had never done a six-figure launch. I hadn't even done anything close to that. Well, if I'm going to make it six figures, that was a number I knew it was possible. I didn't know if it was possible for me. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to get wild and crazy, not do anything I don't want to do, but I'm going to have to get out of my little box about what I'm used to. Okay, great. Well, if I'm going to do a six-figure launch, that's a pretty good cash infusion.
Yeah.
What is it that I need to learn or do that I haven't done before? And for me, that was get JV partners, people to help me promote it. And that was super awkward, uncomfortable, and I didn't want to ask people for help.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to.
Most of us don't, right?
I don't want to bother you when I'm asking for something. I'm going to seem like I'm needy and I'm bothering you. Like, I don't want to ask. I'm like, no, girl. If you're serious about the six figures, then you got to get comfortable with asking and reaching out to people. And people ask you for stuff all the time. Ask. And then I made a game out of it, because I was so scared. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to send some form letter. Hey, will you promote me? I'm doing this launch.
Right.
So like, what's in my wheelhouse? Not being formal. I think I'm just going to make each person that I want do a little impromptu video. What the hell? And I did. And people said, you know, I didn't want to promote anybody this year, but you were so genuine in the video. I just had to say yes. And you made it sound so fun. So for anybody's cash infusion, I think, A, make the number huge, so huge that you have to get out of your head and you have to get into creativity. Two, decide, like, no kidding, that's the number.
Right.
Every time I go, I don't know, is this crazy to even think I can do this? No, I am doing a six-figure launch. I don't know how. I don't know what I'm doing, but we're going to try this. Make it fun. I always like to create some sort of stretch goal when it's a cash infusion. Like, is there something new I want to do? Can I make this a game somehow? Like, if I were scared to do, and I used to be, I'm going to go do Instagram lives or Facebook lives. I used to be like, no way. I'm not getting on camera. We're not interacting with someone. That's
tough. Right.
Like, okay, well, let me just make it a game. I'll do 5 in 5 days.
Right.
Create some sort of fun around it. And then you just got to lean all the way in and treat it like this big, giant experiment. And if it flops, so freaking what? Then you're going to have a cash infusion because you're not attached to the number.
You're having fun. You're like, let's see.
I do think we forget to have fun along the way, right? Most entrepreneurs.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Overwhelmed by the complexity of business profit strategies? Jump aboard the Bullet Train to Big Profits course, a streamlined solution by Dr. Susie Carter. This course is designed to uncomplicate the path to profitability. Imagine being able to identify and execute profit strategies with ease, skyrocketing your revenues. Visit course.poweryourprofits.com and sign up for the Bullet Train to Big Profits course today. Are you tired of pouring resources into strategies that don't work? Say hello to Dr. Susie Carter, your future fractional COO. With Dr. Susie in your corner, your business can skyrocket to seven figures and beyond. With a track record of creating thriving businesses, trust that you are in good hands. Head over to coo.poweryourprofits.com and let us put some magic into your business growth.
So what is the best way to attract online? Because, you know, we have done it all. You've done it all. And what are you finding that's working right now?
What I'm finding is I can't stick to a formula, even if it worked for me last year. I need to check in and see, is that something I still want to do? And if I do, how can I innovate with this way, this time, so that it feels fresh? Because I think the only way for us to attract clients, no matter what strategies we use, if our heart's not in it, if we are not excited about the idea, if we don't believe that, no kidding, this is going to work just because we feel it, like, I feel excited about this, like, yeah, game on.
Right.
It's going to work. And even if it's something like, you know, I like to launch the same programs more than once. If I loved it and clients loved it, like, yeah, let's leverage that thing and do it again. Let's use some of our marketing assets for last time. But how do I keep it fresh? Like, with fresh eyes, let me go look at the copy I wrote. Do I still love my sales page? Let's go through and do, from a strategic standpoint, is it clear? But when I read that, do I go like, that looks so hot, I want to buy it.
Right. That is sexy. That is fun.
Yeah. And how can we make what we're doing fresh for us so that our energy is more excited versus I'm checking a box because this was easy. Like, I remember during COVID, it was one of my best year ever. It was like, that was so easy. I created so many things. We're going to just launch. We're just going to do rinse and repeat. It didn't work.
Yeah.
My heart wasn't in it. I was like, yeah, let's just keep it easy, man. Keep it real. I just, like, I did too much work. I had all the time in the world during COVID. I was creation maniac. But I was got disconnected from what I was doing because it was just rinse and repeat. I wasn't connected to what I was doing or putting out there. So I don't think what's working is necessarily based on strategy, although there's a lot of cool strategy. I mean, online launches still work.
Right.
Podcasts still work. Everything still works. How do you keep it fresh for you so that you feel just as excited about whatever you're doing now as you did the last thing that you were excited about? I think that's what's most important, because when you're excited, I call it your inner business expert, right? Like, your inner guidance will tap you on the shoulder and go, hey, you know, you always kind of hated the headline that you had on that sales page. It never quite fit, or that graphic that your web person shows, you always thought that was ugly and you didn't say anything. Change that.
Right.
Get it so you look at it and you love that thing. Like, man, people are going to crawl all over themselves to get this because it looks great. I feel great.
Well, it's interesting because people are afraid to ditch. Like, I had a call this morning with a partner and she's like, well, we need to let people know. No, you don't. You don't need to let people know you're phasing that. Just phase it out and start something different. Like, why do you have to create drama? You don't have to create drama. You're just changing, right? I always say that business is like this combination lock, you know, one little tick off, which could be mindset, which could be, you know, that image, the wording, whatever, the combination won't open. And so what you're speaking to is that all of it working because we're the catalyst of those results, right? And so I love that you say that it's okay, ditch it, start something new, right? Keep the foundation in place, keep what works and get rid of whatever isn't working. You know, and sometimes it's you, like, how do I need to get out of my own way?
I was just thinking about this yesterday. I was talking to my own coach and she said, you know, what are you really afraid to let go of? I I've ditched a bunch of programs for this coming year. I just looked at, okay, if I don't look at it and it's not a hell yes, even if it made me money, but delivering it, it just felt like I have a program I've been delivering for years on creating lead magnets. There's so much copy coaching that we do in there. I'm like, I actually freaking hate coaching on copy.
Right.
Copywriting, that's not what I got. That's not my jam. I mean, I know how to write copy and I can tell you what's wrong. Do I want to do it? No, it makes me want to pull my hair out. It makes me want to kill the client. I like it. And I don't want you to put crappy copy out there. Now it's stressing me out because your copy's crap. Now I got to help you do it. And it's going to take me 2 hours to help you do it.
Right. And I'm not being paid for that, right?
I'm just paid $1,000 for this program. This would cost me $10,000. No, we're not doing it. But more importantly was ditching this an expectation. It's like this hidden expectation that I will always get what I want in business when I focus on it, because I do. But sometimes I revert into that scrappy, broke 20-something-year-old. So it was like, I can pull it off. I will make it happen. And I do, but like you're talking about drama, I will create a lot of stress internally for myself to be able to pull it off, because I'm committed. I'm going to see it through. And I'm going to ditch that assumption that when I'm doing something really big, that there's going to be some sort of stress involved. Like, right, I'm not expecting it to be easy. So then, therefore, it's not. And I make things overcomplicated.
Right.
And then I do all this. I have got to ditch that association of myself as that scrappy, make it happen person, because that's all great, but it doesn't make for a flowing kind of journey to the end result.
Well, you realize you're addicted to the struggle, right? And you don't even know you're addicted to the struggle, because there's something, if it's easy, I didn't do it right. I mean, that's been my mindset in the past. It's like, wait a minute, this was way too easy. No, that's what we want. We want it to be fun. We want it to be effortless. We want it to flow.
Yeah, I had that experience just about a month ago. I was writing like, okay, what's going to be the concept for my big launch of the year? And normally I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down for like a month and like percolate on it, marinate. It just whipped out. And I'm like, oh, seriously, Gina, you think you're going to, like, you should probably go back and look at that and tweak that. I'm like, well, why couldn't it just be that first round is the round?
Right. Well, and we've been doing it so long that it's not like you're Joe in the diner shop. You know what you're doing, but we just go back to, you know, that natural knowing.
Like, oh, so you just
let's look at your business, right? Because you help other people build their businesses. What would you say, like, if you look in your past, what's been your biggest failure or learning experience? And then what did you learn from it? What did it help you grow inside of your business?
I think it goes back to what we were just talking about. I remember, you know, starting as a coach, I just did what other people, like the other coaches told me to do at coaches training, you know, like, first of all, just make your rate really low. You're just going to get people in. And then I realized at some point, I'm never even going to forget seven figures, six figures. You're never going to get to six figures. There's no way. You'd have to have like 70 clients in order to do that. And so then I kind of swung to the opposite end, like, okay, you better get strategic, learn marketing, learn PR, learn all these things. And I was so busy implementing from a place of scarcity. Like, there was you brought up your combination, but I was using it in a very bad way. Like, there's some secret combination that I will never get. And let me just spending. And I realized, like, I'm so caught up in doing it right and the race to make six figures and then the race to seven figures and comparing myself that I continually made myself wrong. And I overcomplicated everything. And right. I always felt like an underdog and thought that I just have to keep fighting for what I want, that I never was able to. The first year that I actually created six figures was the year I stopped hustling. It didn't mean I stopped doing things. I absolutely did. But what I did, what I chose to do, it's like came from inspiration. And then I said, how can I optimize or leverage what I've created? How do I feel like working today or do I not? It's not a crime to take a day off, even though it's a week. And that I didn't even know I made six figures that year. And then I remember when my bookkeeper said, oh my God, you made six figures this year. I'm like, I did? I thought I had more money, but it felt so relaxing. This is weird. And then lo and behold, I stayed there for 10 years just stuck because I got right back into, oh, well, if I want seven figures, then I have to learn real special strategies. And you do, but they're not like, it's not about how many things can you get done. It's about leveraging the things that turn you on, just like it was. It's the same leap to make seven figures.
Right.
Get it. Oh, look, I'm having so much fun and I made seven figures. What an amazing thing. Because I wasn't putting the pressure on myself that if you were, you know, if you were truly successful, you would be here already. Why did it take you so long? How come you're not this and you're not that and you're not breaking your records every year? It dropped the pressure. The pressure is the self-induced pressure was the biggest mistake that I've repeatedly made.
Yes. One of my first businesses, it was a salon and we hit seven figures. And, you know, you think, oh, I'm going to hit seven figures. I'm going to be so successful. Well, that year we lost 70 grand. And I'm like, what? Why am I doing this? I can make more money at McDonald's. I'm crying at this time, right? I can say, I can talk about it, you know, detached now. But at that moment, I'm like, I am stressing myself out. I'm not seeing my kids. This isn't working. Right. And so I think there's that blend between understanding the formula, understanding success. It doesn't matter if you make six figures or seven figures, if you lose 70 grand, that's not fun. Right. It's like the big wake up call. And at that time, we were getting awards for everything. We were on the cover of magazines. We were like the top fastest growing. I'm like, who cares? That's just bullshit. Right. Because no one was teaching. Profit is king, not just sales, right? Like, let's look at it all. And so it's so humbling. And to go, don't just drive to get seven figures, drive to get a well-being, a profit margin. You're paying yourself. People go, oh, I'm at 40% profit margin. When'd you pay yourself, right? That 40% will go away.
And knowing why you want to make that much, because I would watch my peers doing these seven figure launches, right? I kept thinking that was the holy grail. I want to do a seven figure launch. Well, I never did one.
Right.
And about three, I've been working with the same coach for a while. And then like 2 years ago, she goes, why is it so important for you to do a seven figure launch? I had no good answer.
Yeah. It's like that bucket list. Cause it's on my goal board. Who cares?
I'm like, no wonder I didn't do it. There was no emotional connection to it except for like scarcity and it will prove something. Because if I was really good at launching, cause I love launching, well then you should be able to do a seven figure launch. But I don't even care about that. Like if you have enough money, why do I need that? I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had one, I'd be like, woo!
Right.
But it was coming from that place. It was coming from the wrong place. The desire was coming from a place of lack. Like it would be the stamp of approval that I really nailed a launch.
Right. I made it. Right.
Because
I did it. Right. So let's shift a little bit, right? And look at, you know, the podcast is Power Your Profits. So, and you're a money gal, which I love, love, love. So what do you do to build your own wealth? Like looking back and going, oh, here's my wealth strategy, because we're not going to do this forever, right? We're entrepreneurs. We have to build our wealth and our retirement. It doesn't happen. There's no, you know, there's no person giving you money for your retirement. So what has been your secret sauce for doing that?
Commitment to even small steps at first about what I was going to invest in. Like I remember always investing, and my best friend is actually my financial investor, and I don't have money to invest,
right?
And I'm like, okay, well, I will start small, like okay, just $50 a month, and it felt like, what's that going to do for me to get retirement?
Right.
But being able to keep that, no matter what craziness was going, and then she would just keep helping me a little bit, and I would stretch to just do more, even though it felt uncomfortable. It was the same thing in business. Well, if you really want to grow to get bigger, you are going to have to invest. And it's probably going to be scary because at first it always, but that's taking money away from me if I invest in that. I need that money.
Right.
It's like, well, if you say you want to get to that level and you need help and you're not going to work your butt off every day, you actually need to hire someone or invest in some software or whatever you need to invest in. So even today, I feel like I still invest in stuff that scares the crap out of me instead of focusing on, well, that's this much out. It's like, yes. And what's it going to do for me? Because if it's going to make me this much, this investment actually becomes small instead of big and scary.
Right.
And so
exactly. We can bet on us, right? As entrepreneurs, bet on you. Find the right coach, because there's a lot of this industry is so full of charlatans, it drives me crazy, right? Where people promise the moon and don't deliver the moon. And that's why I started the podcast, is I wanted people to meet my badass friends, to go, no. I've spent years curating these friendships and these business relationships. I'm not bringing you people that don't know what the hell they're doing, or they just want your money, right? Because there are people in business that just want your money, right? We all have to make money, but I want someone that loves my clients, is passionate, that can help them go to that next level. Now that's different. Not everybody's that way. You're that way. I'm that way. You know, so I think it's powerful to go, is this lighting me up? Right.
Yeah. Like, I just bought this Airbnb. Don't ask me why. I just wanted an Airbnb.
It made no rhyme or reason.
And then I was like, okay, well, if we're going to do this, it's kind of like with investing, you think, how can I make it the best it can be? I want to be the number one Airbnb at that lake. Like, right. Okay, what do we need to do? How can we make that? Okay, we got to, you know, upgrade the hot tub. We got it. It was like, oh my God, but I wanted that thing to pay for itself. Doesn't matter. You want to be the best.
Right.
You got 10 people staying at this, you know, Airbnb. You got a 4-person freaking hot tub. That is not going to make you the best. People are pissed off because it's a little tiny thing and they got all these people in the house.
Right. No one can fit in it.
Oh, it's like, how can you make whatever you're doing pay off for itself by being all in? I don't believe, at least energetically at first, you have to be all in to whatever you're investing in. Otherwise, you're straddling both sides of what you're doing. Well, I kind of want, I say I want it, but I'm really just talking. But really, my whole body is over in this camp of, I don't want to take a risk. I'm too scared. And like you said, it's not a risk when you come back and meet yourself in your power and trust yourself. Like, I don't know why I wanted this Airbnb, but I do. So if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be all in.
Right.
How can we make it the best it can be? If I'm going to go launch a program, how can we not only make the marketing the best it can be? How can we make the program something like everybody's going like, oh my gosh, this is like the best thing. How can we invest our time so that it pays off and it is profitable? So
Where's the Airbnb at? Where is it located?
Lake Shasta, which is California.
Nice. It's the best you can be. I love that. It's like, have a plan, get clear why you have that plan. Real estate is one of our strategies. And my man's always like, I found this duplex. Okay, can we have a goal first? Not just why, because you found a duplex. Like, what is the goal, right? I'm not going to let go of my money if I'm not clear on the strategy. It's not just willy-nilly buy it, right?
Exactly. And sometimes we just, we're like, it sounds so great. Like, and what is that? How much energy would we have to put into that to make that thing generating money for us?
Exactly. So as we wrap, so tell me, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for?
Oh, helping people get out of their head and into their heart so they can actually make a shit ton of money, like, and have it be fun. I really just want people to go like, oh, it was just so easy. Like, I don't even think about making money because I want the Midas touch. And I didn't do it from like making myself crazy. I found a way that felt good to me, which may not be like what Susie's doing, may not be the way that I do it, but I can learn from what Susie's doing and apply it to what I'm doing and make it perfect for me. I could tweak that one little part that didn't like, was like, I'm not excited about that. Well, then make it exciting for you so that money does become easy. Cause it's just like you did in the lock. I love the lock analogy. It's just a little, and it's like, oh, that clicked into place. Oh my God.
It opened.
Yeah.
Cause we all know that feeling when you're doing it in a hurry and it doesn't open. And that's the best analogy for business, is to go, wait, slow down, breathe a minute. You know, why do I want to do that? I love that. So I know that you have a gift for us to get clear so we can get to know you better, start really gleaming from you. So share with us what the gift is and how we can play with you.
Funny, and I've totally forgotten about this till you reminded me.
It's called More Clients Now Temple.
I knew what it was called. I was like, oh, this is perfect, because it's what you just said. What do I want to be remembered for? It's like these simple things that you can do to let more money in. And that's exactly what this is. It's like a five minutes. If you knew you could input 5 minutes and make millions, would you do it? Hell yes, you would.
Yes. Amen, sister.
So 5 minutes a day, and it's a mindset thing, because mindset determines every decision that you make throughout the day. And if you were in the right mindset, you were always going to make profitable decisions. You're always going to find a way to tweak that combination, like Susie was talking about, and have it happen. So this, it's a template, 5 minutes a day, and it's going to get you in the right mindset to be open to receiving more clients and more money in a way that feels good.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for making us a priority so we can get to know you and see how we can play. Right. If you love this episode, tell everybody where they can find you. I want you to share it with your tribe and your community. So where can people find you?
Yeah. Well, you can go to moreclientstemplate.com and you'll find me. You can go to Masterpiece Coaching, and peace is spelled P-E-A-C-E, like peace. Masterpiececoaching.com. Tons of free resources, tons of fun things.
It's social media.
Say it again.
What's your social media? Is it your name or Masterpiece?
It's my name, which is complicated to spell. Gina, J-E-A-N-N-A, Gabellini, G-A-B-E-L-L-I-N-I. You'll see that I love creating fun tools, free fun tools. You guys can get a lot of fun tools, because I think we need to get our head out of the game sometimes, start with heart, then go optimize and leverage that strategy.
Amen, sister. Well, thank you so much. If you love this episode, please share it with your friends, your colleagues, post it on your social media so that we can help more people be badass women in the community, make a lot of money, but more importantly, have fun doing it. Thank you, Doll, for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.